Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Well, thank you so much for being with us this week on the Financial Flight Plan. Walter Storholt here alongside Bree Reyes, investor, coach, and CFP at Estes Financial Services, serving you throughout the Metroplex with an office in Fort Worth. You can find us online at estesfinancial.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Bree, hope you're doing well this week. How's life treating you?
Oh, it is wonderful, Walter.
I'm glad to hear that. Sweating all over the place nowadays?
Texas is getting hot, I'll tell you that.
Getting hot and staying hot, right?
Well, yeah, we're below 100 today, I think, so that's always a good thing.
We're recording the podcast today in early June, so I don't know when you're listening to this particular episode, maybe shortly after our recording, or you may be listening to it months later, but just know that we're at the precipice of heat as we record today's show. Well, we've got lots of good things to talk about on the program today. In fact, we're going to delve into what it looks like to really get started with a financial plan. And Bree, I think, you know, this is the issue. When you think about the financial world, you can either think about it very simply, and that would be like, okay, I need to prepare for retirement. Okay, that's a pretty simple question. Or you can get overwhelmed by all the different moving parts that there are. Okay, well, we've got to talk about inflation. We've got to talk about taxes. We've got to make sure we talk about long-term care issues. What about mutual funds and ETFs and all the limitless investments that we can get into? What about this new Bitcoin thing? Blah, 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 blah. You get the idea. Overwhelming feeling if you try and tackle it that way. So often what happens, I don't know, is this your experience where people come in and you kind of can take notice that they're trying to tackle steps 78 and 90 before they really have gotten a good grasp on steps 1 through 5?
Every day. And the worst part about when you start thinking about a financial plan or a retirement plan, any type of, you know, thinking about your future, is you almost, it's like going to a Cheesecake Factory with their giant, giant menu. You get decision paralysis. There's too much information. It's scary. There's too many choices to make, and everybody just shuts down. I do the same thing with certain things. No blame. No, you're not wrong if you do that. I fully understand it. There's too many scary variables for most people.
The Cheesecake Factory example is absolutely perfect. You are spot on. I think the first time I ever went to a Cheesecake Factory, we were all sitting there like, how's everyone enjoying their novel? Is it good? And then I remember thinking, okay, that sounds really good, but I've got 9 pages to go, but I need to somehow remember where this one was in case it ends up being the best choice. And then you like get to the end and you're like, oh, what was that thing that I really liked earlier? And then you're like going back through all 10 pages trying to find it.
And then you've got 5 things you really want. They're all main courses. They're all about 1,000 calories a piece. And you're trying to figure out how you can eat all 5?
Yes. Yep. I have just 3 words for you. Fried macaroni balls. Those are amazing.
Okay. I must try those next time. I've only been to a Cheesecake Factory once. And I walked out of there thinking, and this is kind of how I view everything in life. If you try to do that many things, they come out mediocre.
Interesting.
If you do fewer things, smaller menu, maybe scratch kitchen, you can be really, really good at what you do.
Specialize.
And that's kind
of
the way, be a specialist. That's the way I look at the financial services world. If you're going to put a financial plan together, a retirement plan, college savings plan, financial plan, you're looking at your finances and divorce, you know, you're looking at your pension, that type of thing, you need to find a specialist. You know, make sure they've got the designations, the certified financial planner. Don't go to a generalist. Otherwise, you are going to a Cheesecake Factory. And don't get me wrong. There's a lot of really good stuff on the Cheesecake Factory menu.
That's right. That's very true.
As long as you don't look at calories. But if you could go somewhere and you could have the best mac and cheese with lobster and a place that really, really specializes in it, I bet it's going to be better than the generic mac and cheese heated in a microwave in the back of a Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, I will have to dispute you on one thing. Because I do agree with you. And look at you trying to turn the conversation back to finances. No, I want to keep talking about Cheesecake Factory. I will say this. You are spot on the fact that not everything that they do is amazing. I remember I had like their fish tacos. Wasn't that impressed. Even a couple of the pastas over time, I've tried them and it's okay. But I will say they're macaroni and cheese. You picked a bad one to pick on there. Because those macaroni and cheese balls are amazing. It's a ball of macaroni and cheese fried. You can't beat that.
I can. You just need to come visit me in Fort Worth.
Oh, so you know a spot, it sounds like. Okay.
I know. Mac and cheese is one of my favorite things. I know every mac and cheese restaurant in town.
All right.
And can
all
rank
right.
them.
I will take you up on that challenge. I'll be
it,
in.
It scares my husband. My ability to rank mac and cheese is one of the things I pride myself on.
Next time I return to the Metroplex, we've got a mac and cheese date planned, no doubt about it. I want to see this incredible mac and cheese you're talking about. All right, let's indeed take it to the financial perspective here. You've set it up very nicely for us, Bree. So instead of focusing on steps 78 and 90 and beyond, let's start with the first steps we should take when putting together a financial plan. And the first one isn't even really money-related, Bree. It's very lifestyle-related. And the first tip is to decide what you want retirement to look like.
And that can be scary for some people. My favorite thought or story on this is we had a couple come in here and they were getting ready for, she was retired, he was getting ready for retirement. And his thoughts were, okay, and I've told this story a couple of times because it cracks me up sometimes. Okay, I'm ready to retire. I'm ready to buy my RV. And she sat there and looked at him like he had grown a second head and said, what RV? And he said, well, we're going to buy an RV and we're going to travel around the country. And she said, no.
Oh my gosh. They had really talked that out beforehand, huh?
They really had. They were totally on the same page. That was when sometimes being a financial planner can also be an unlicensed marriage counselor.
Right, right.
And that's when that kind of came out a little bit. So this is a good conversation to have between, you know, if you have a spouse, have with your spouse. Have it over a nice dinner somewhere, you know. But sit down and kind of talk, you know, hey, we're getting close to retirement, or even well before. This is a conversation my husband and I started having just when we got engaged to make sure we were on the same page. Although we do things, financial things, way earlier than we probably should. But, you know, where do you want to travel? Do you want to travel domestically? Do you want to travel internationally? What hobbies are you going to have? Because let me tell you, I learned this on maternity leave. There's only so many hours of television you can have going on in the background of your house while you have a screaming baby before you must leave the house. You want to make sure you have hobbies. Those that don't have hobbies fail in retirement. So you want to make sure you're doing stuff. Do you want to have hobbies together? Do you have separate hobbies? Where do you want to live? Do you want to live in Texas? Do you want to live in Colorado? Do you want to live in New Mexico? You know, do you want to spend some time in one state and move? It's all things to think about and discuss. Are you going to buy an RV and travel around the country? All questions and discussions to have. And the cool thing about planning for, and I'm going to use retirement here, you can tell I'm a little bit passionate about this, but the cool thing is you're starting a new chapter in life. You very rarely get to start these brand new chapters in life. You know, going off to college as a college freshman, that was one. Your first big job, that was another. This is another one of those giant milestone things. And you get to do, study, and be whoever you want to be. So do you want to take some college classes, maybe at the local university or one of the wonderful community colleges we have here in North Texas? You can do whatever you want. And that can be kind of overwhelming. So it's always good to like try a lot of different things.
Yeah, I think it's a great
point. See exactly what you like.
Yeah, a great point that you make there, Bree, and your note about where you're going to live even being a topic that sometimes doesn't get discussed. I was at a financial planning education event not too long ago, and they were doing an exercise where they had, it's kind of like the newlywed game, and they had couples answering questions about how they envisioned their retirement. And the couples weren't allowed to communicate their responses, so they were filling out the sheet separately. And then we did kind of a live reveal in the class of, okay, who put what? And one of the questions was, where do you want to live in 10 years? And the husband of this one couple put Sweden, and the wife put, I think, like Louisiana. And so, like, everybody was like, huh? Like, how are you not on the same page there? And they were looking at each other just like you said those other folks were in your story about just like that they had grown an extra head. And then they started arguing right there in the class, and we were like, all right, this is fantastic. I mean, it was all lighthearted arguing, but it was, like, very clear, like, wow, we haven't discussed these things. And, you know, life gets busy. It's not a blame thing. It's just sometimes
no,
we don't communicate.
You're raising kids, you're having a career, you're just stuff. It's hard to think in the future when you're just trying to get through the day sometimes.
Yeah.
And that happens to all of us.
Great point. All right, so Bree, we decide what we want retirement to look like. The next simple step that you can take is to then just see where you currently stand. Do a financial inventory. Make sure you know what's in your arsenal.
Yeah. The way I try to describe financial planning to people that just are completely overwhelmed, we use a lot of aviation analogies in our firm because, you know, Tim being a pilot and me growing up in that industry, it's something I really understand. But when it comes to financial planning or retirement planning, I like to use the road trip analogy. So when we start with decide what you want your retirement to look like, do we want a scenic route or do we want the direct route? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So then when we're doing the financial inventory, we are looking at where are we now? You know, let's take stock of where we are now. If you want to go to, if your retirement roadmap is San Francisco and we're starting out, we need to know, are we in Washington, D.C. or are we in Fort Worth, Texas? So let's take a look at what we have. You know, how many accounts do you have? Bank accounts, savings accounts, if you're like most people, my husband included. Sorry, Joaquin, I'm going to pick on you here for a second. Joaquin has had multiple jobs during his career, and he has multiple 401ks. And it wasn't until we got together that he thought, oh, I can combine these into one IRA. And I guarantee you, if he hadn't married a certified financial planner, he'd still have, you know, 3 or 4 different 401k accounts where he was no longer employed, just sitting there. So it's always good to, you know, do the financial inventory.
Yeah, make sure that you know where you are so you can know where you need to go. You can't navigate to New York if you don't know where you're starting.
Exactly. And then, you know, what's in the accounts? You know, have you rebalanced the accounts? Do you even know what you're invested in? How much are you currently saving? Should you be saving more? These are all really good questions on that financial inventory. So you get a clear idea of what you have and what it's doing, how it's growing.
Great points, Bree. So that's step number 2, and that is to see where you stand. And then the next logical point is to see what that financial inventory is going to give you from a practical standpoint, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. Develop an income plan and see how much you have to work with as a starting point.
And when I'm talking about the car analogy, this is how much gas do we have in the car? Where's the needle on the gas tank? What do we currently have and how far is this going to get us? Do we need to get more gas? That type of thing. So we want to have a clear picture of, so now that we know what you want your retirement to look like and you might, you know, we know what you have, let's make sure we have an income plan. Let's make sure how many of our essential needs or essential expenses are covered already. How much more money do we need coming in to cover the luxury expenses that you know you're going to have? Have we even looked at inflation? What happens when the first spouse dies? Because we still have to plan for that. Nobody wants to think about that. Lord, I don't want to think about that. But we have to. You know, we've got to look at what investments you currently own that are generating income. There's a lot of different things that go into developing an income plan. This is when I recommend you work with a specialist, a certified financial planner, to look at this income plan.
Yeah, income plan ends up being such an essential and important part of the financial planning process. And so you've got to make sure that ends up being one of the first things you look at. That does not need to be item number 75 on the list, but rather needs to be right up there. We've kind of put it at number 3 for today's discussion, where it, you know, truly falls if you're putting together an actual, this is truly the first step. It may be 3, 4, 5, but it's up there in that front group. Certainly. And then once you kind of get that income plan figured out, it may not be enough to cover all of your needs in retirement, Bree. So that's where we then have to determine how we're going to fill that gap and how much help we're going to need to achieve those retirement goals.
And this, when I use my car analogy again, this is where you are putting the map into Waze or you're getting directions or a GPS or Google Maps or Apple Maps, whatever mapping device you use. You know, how are we going to get there? And this is where we get help. Most people primarily need help with taxes. We have a society that has developed a tax later strategy. We've got a lot in qualified funds. And qualified funds, I mean tax-deferred funds, 401ks, IRAs, that type of thing. We don't have a lot in tax-free assets. And so It's something most people need help with. Others mainly need, you know, some estate planning. For others, it's the portfolio in general and maybe how much they're saving now. So this is where we kind of look at, okay, how are we exactly going to get there? How are we going to go? And either determine where you think you need help or go seek out a financial professional, a specialist, to help guide you and get you started through this process, because it can be overwhelming. I understand that. I understand that completely. And so that's why coming to specialists like Tim and I, we can hold your hand and guide you through these things, because this is what we do every day. For us, it's second nature, and we understand that. For everybody else, it's not, and it's scary. Like I said, retirement especially is one of those major life milestones that can be frightening. I remember being terrified when Mom and Tim dropped me off at Texas A&M for my first day of the Corps of Cadets. I bawled my eyes out at the airport before they left. It's another one of those big, scary life milestones, and we get that. But getting help and getting an expert to come in who's used to these steps and comfortable with these really, really should put your mind at ease.
Well, it's always easy to get in touch with Bree Reyes, Tim Estes, and the fantastic team at, of course, Estes Financial Services. Let me remind you the number to call if you'd like to get in touch and ask your questions. Maybe you haven't gotten started with your first steps when it comes to a financial plan, and you kind of need to get there. Or you're one of those folks who started at step 75, and you need to dial back a little bit, need some help going to 1 through 5 and starting there. 817-444-8402 is your number to call. That's 817-444-8402. And you can always find us online as well at estesfinancial.net, or look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all those sources as well. Again, the website is estesfinancial.net, or call 817-444-8402. Bree, any final thoughts to wrap up today's podcast?
Just start. Start today. Don't put this off. We had a lady that came in, wanted to start, put it off, went on vacation, and then never came back from vacation. So for her, it was estate planning, making sure her estate was together. And so we never got the opportunity to do that. And now her family's calling, going, what do we do now? And it's kind of a mess. So I know it's a big step. I know it's scary, but just take the small step of starting today. And give us a call and go out and lead an abundant life.